Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno and other elected officials marveled at the newly renovated school building during a tour Tuesday morning.
Oh, the auditorium. Oh, this is what I, besides the gym, this is what I want to see. Oh, my God.
Isn't this beautiful?
Sarno said the outcome of the $43 million project confirmed it was the right decision to renovate the old building rather than try to build a new school for 700 6th, 7th, and 8th graders in the densely populated Forest Park neighborhood.
But it's very, very impressive and what our students, teachers, and the neighborhood deserves.
The school was completely gutted for the renovation and an addition was put on to house a gymnasium. The school now has bright, spacious classrooms with multiple computer terminals, wide hallways with new lockers, state-of-the-art science labs, a new cafeteria, and a new library. Forest Park Middle School principal Medina Alley described the old building as unsafe. She said there were cracks in walls, paint was peeling and plaster crumbling. Classrooms were cold in the winter and hot in the spring and fall. The old electrical wiring made it impossible to plug in more than one computer at a time in most classrooms. Ali predicted attendance will increase and the school's overall academic performance will improve.
So when we have teachers and students feeling comfortable in an environment that they are proud of and the air condition is awesome, you know, we're set up to just, all we can do is move forward.
The renovated three-story building is fully handicap accessible with a new street-level entrance and an elevator. Springfield School Superintendent Daniel Warwick said while the school has all the modern educational tools, some of the ornate architectural details of the original building were kept, including the wood baseboards in the hallways and the oak wood floor in the auditorium.
And to go from a building of 950 down to 700 is something that's very positive at the middle school level, too, because all the research is lower numbers, in especially in urban centers. So we're able to accomplish a lot with this building project.
90% of the project's cost was paid for by the state. It was the last project approved by the Massachusetts School Building Authority before the state reimbursement rate was capped at 80%. Warwick said over the last 4 years, the state has given Springfield about $300 million for school renovations and repairs. The new $114 million Putnam Vocational Technical High School opened a year ago. Superintendent Warwick also led a tour Tuesday of the new location for the city's alternative school. Three programs that had been in different locations are now on one campus in a former Catholic elementary school.
It didn't cost any money. That's a lease facility, and it's just a big upgrade. The MCDI was originally a factory, really wasn't built for schools, so to enable us to get into a nice school with a nice gymnasium facility, cafeteria facility, was a big upgrade for us.
The alternative school serves children with acute behavioral problems, substance abuse issues, and chronic truancy. It currently has about 250 students enrolled. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.